All right, Senator Kinley, this won't take too long at all. You folks passed a budget out of the Senate today. Just if you could, a real quick recap for our audience, what's in there?
Well, we passed a budget that the main thing is that it's very fiscally responsible and does retain the $1 billion reserve at the end of the budget cycle. And the reason for that is so that we'll have that reserve in the event that we're still in a downturn here in the economy in the state of Indiana, and if we need to have reserves to provide for education funding, then we'll be in a position to do that 2 years from now. Otherwise, you'll be in a position where people say, yeah, we want more money for this, that, or education or something else, and then they'll be talking tax increase. And we don't think that sends a good message economically to people that want to do economic development or put businesses here, and we don't think it sends a good message to our regular taxpayer who we think already pays enough taxes.
One of the big things, and I just spoke to Chairman Crawford a few moments ago, that they've maintained is that this is sort of a budget that's almost kind of in your face on charter schools, on just a lot of things. What can you say about the, sort of the tone of this process over the next 6 days? I mean, will you folks be able to reach some kind of agreement?
We're open to any discussion. Probably the biggest restraint on us is that we don't think we can spend any more money. So we're willing to discuss all of these other concepts to see if there's something that can work out. Obviously, we're just as determined as they are with respect to positions like our charter school position. You know, the odd thing there is here are the Indiana Republicans aligning themselves with the National Democrats and the President of the United States saying charter schools are a good thing. And so that's an odd position for us to be in, and we're not very interested in giving in on the charter school issue much, but we're willing to discuss anything, and our bottom line is we just can't spend more money.
What about the continuing resolution concept? You folks passed it out of the chamber today. Like I said, just spoke to the Democrats. It was almost as if, no good luck. You know, I'll be elected Miss Indiana before something like that happens, which is kind of a scary thought in itself. But what do you think about, you know, the whole continuing resolution concept? Because Democrats are saying that this is basically just putting the budget on autopilot, takes away any incentive to negotiate. Is that something that's still going to be on the table and should be part of any deal, or may it come down to that's the only thing you folks have left come June 30th?
Well, it sounds to me like they hate the continuing resolution so bad that hopefully it will help them negotiate on the budget. And if that's the way that works, then it's kind of served its purpose. We just don't think it's responsible to shut down state government after June the 30th. We're not interested in continuing on that basis because it takes power away from the legislature, and it also takes away some decisions that we've made on other things. A very small example that would be a detriment to us is that if you do that, we have language that the charter schools are permitted to forego their interest and principal payment for another 2 years on their loans when they built their schools. Well, this would fall away if we don't have a budget and if we just have to go to a continuing resolution. On the other hand, I'm sure the Democrats don't want to lose access to the Capital Projects Fund, which also goes away if we don't have a budget. So we've both got lots of reasons to do a budget, and the resolution is only for the purpose of making sure that we just don't shut out the lights.
A couple of things before I let you go, Senator. Capital Improvement Board, you put together sort of author proposal, kind of changes the membership of the board a little bit, keeps those three hotel, motel, car rental, user fee, taxes, does a little bit with the PSDA, Professional Sports Development District. Where do you see that sort of falling into these discussions? Will that be sort of taken care of since it didn't happen over in the House?
Well, actually, the proposal has taken another turn because Senator Mike Young from Indianapolis has a proposal in there now that's in the bill that would allow the CIB to borrow from the state against its future revenues, $9 million each for these first 3 years, and then they would only be required to implement the one hotel tax, not the ticket tax or the car rental tax. So that gives Marion County legislators and the Marion County City County Council another opportunity to look at, which may change the dynamic on this issue.
But do you think it'll still be able to get through, or is it one of those things that if there's no budget, no CIB, no nothing?
If we don't pass a budget, there won't be a CIB solution. I think if we do pass a budget, there will be a CIB solution. And I think Representative Crawford and I both feel that this is critically important, not just to Indianapolis, but to all Hoosiers.
Before I let you go here, just your thoughts on this whole, I mean, I know the last place you probably expected to be on June 23rd was here in your office, sitting down talking to me, you know, about a budget and negotiations and where things are. Just your whole thoughts, you know, just on this whole process from January here on out.
You know, right now I feel like the kid who had to stay after school and there's nobody else there, so you know you're there for a bad reason and you shouldn't be there. It just doesn't feel right. I'm disappointed that we're here, but we got a few days left, and this is a tough year. It's a tough economy, hard decisions, and we haven't been in this spot for a while, so we've still got time to get this thing straightened out.
All right. Well, Senator Kendley, nothing but the best of luck over the next 6 days, sir.
Thank you.